Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we're back. Gos Talk Radio, back. Went on a little hiatus there for a few months, and by popular demand, got more phone calls than I ever have about coming back on. So we decided to bring her back. There's no jive, no bull, no lie. It's true. Everything is a fact on this show. It's the best coast to coast. There's no drama. There's no made-up crap. There's no he, she said this, they said this. This is the real deal, baby. Gos Talk Radio. And I also brought another guy. You all remember him, Floyd? He's back.
Hey, Gos, what's up?
Glad to have you back, Floyd. I know you were at ESPN for a while, but glad to have you back, brother. It's a pleasure to have you.
Well, the pay's not that good, but the working conditions are a lot better than ESPN, I'll tell you that.
No doubt about that. We got a lot to discuss here. I mean, we've been gone for so long. Pirates, Penguins, Steelers. Man, there's a lot. Well, first, let's get to the Pirates, since the Steelers are finished. And the Penguins, they're still in action. The Buccos are trying to do it on the cheap. It's not going to work. I always said they didn't want to win. I'm right. They don't care if they win. Got rid of Kutch, most popular player in Pittsburgh history. Got rid of Cole. Granted, he didn't live up to I don't think he lived up to his potential, but he probably will in Houston. Kutch will probably hit 300, drive in 100 runs, and hit 30 home runs in San Francisco. I have no idea who the Steelers got or the Pirates got for these guys. Last time I looked, they were a bunch of minor leaguers. It's a disgrace. It really is. And I would advise people to stay away from him. As long as this guy can get away with his crap, he's going to. It's garbage. It's rubbish. Fireworks night. Everybody flocked down there to see it. I wouldn't pay a dime to go see these guys. A dime. In fact, if they were playing in my backyard, the shade would be pulled down. That's what I think of the Buccos. If they win 70 games, it'll be a miracle. A miracle. This guy doesn't care if he wins. He never did. If he does, it's okay. If not, fine. He's shedding payroll. Major League Baseball Players Union is up in arms with the Pirates in Tampa Bay. They get a right to be. These guys are making money and not spending it. They're getting money from Major League Baseball, not spending it. It's unbelievable. Not to mention, you trade your best player, your most popular player, not ever, but in the last 20 years, for nothing. For a bunch of stiffs. You don't even get a good guy in return. You don't even get a guy that can play. They're all minor leaguers. Potential. Okay. Yeah, everybody got potential. I have potential. Come on. It's ridiculous. Well, we're going to go to the phones here. We got a phone caller here. Yeah, let's get it on here. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh,
hello,
this is Mark from Florida.
Where the hell have you been? I've been wandering around here for months, bumping into walls, trying to call in. Nobody answers the phones.
Popular demand, we're back.
Where were you on sabbatical?
Hey, Mark, this is Floyd. How you doing?
Oh, my God, you got him back, too? How'd you get him? You pulled him off the unemployment
line? ESPN canned him, so he come back here.
That's probably why you got back on the air, because you got him.
Yeah, well, I mean, come on. Guy, he's knowledgeable. He knows his shit, you know?
Hey, Pete, he's your Ed McMahon.
Exactly, man. Exactly.
Well, he don't pay too much, Marvin.
Well, that's all right. Don't worry about it.
That's what I told him.
That's all free. You still getting them free?
You better believe it's not for Manny's. I get one every time I come up here.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
When is Major League going to make those goofballs sell the Pirates? They don't even want to win. I heard the dialogue at the beginning, and that's 100% true. Hey, if you come out in the press and say, who cares if we win? I'm getting rid of this guy. Then, you know, I mean, it's one thing to do it, but another thing to come out and say you don't care. You know, Jesus, whiz. I mean, that's like, they said, well, it's a business. Well, guess what? You're in the entertainment business. And when you're in the entertainment business, you're obligated to put a good act on the floor, aren't you? You just want to make money, go open a dish soap company or something. You know, you don't have to worry about it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Entertainment, Major League Baseball, to come out and say you don't care if you win or you have no intention of winning, what the hell are you there for?
Well, the Players Union come out and said them and Tampa Bay are the two teams that don't want to, they don't want to sign anybody.
Well,
they don't want to pay any money. So, you know.
Well, Tampa Bay dumped all their guys. And, you know, their stadium, if you go in Tropicana Field, because we're down here, I went to one game, you sit up high in Tropicana Field, you look down, there's freaking mold all through that. The grass and stuff, or the fake turf. It's horrible looking.
Well, that's what the players' union are complaining about. This guy don't want to spend the money, and he's making money.
Yeah, I mean, I feel.
Plus, Major League Baseball's giving them money. I don't know how much it is every year, but they're getting TV money.
Well, there was a huge article, not last week, the week before, in Sports Illustrated. I forget who wrote it, but it was about the Pirates. And about their walking away from the commitment to winning. They had a great new, after what, 15, 20 years of losing, and then they finally got a good nucleus of guys, young guys. They just needed one or two more pieces of the puzzle. And instead of building on that, they just dismantled it again. You know, hey, when they were in the playoffs, people came to those games. People enjoyed them. But like you said, who's gonna come and watch a Class A team? You know, and even this article, well, not, you know, Jay Soto, whatever, I hate to downgrade players, but they called them bargain basement guys. You know?
Yeah.
Come on. You know, if you don't wanna try to win, put a team on the field, get out of it. Get out of the business. Go open a soap company or something. Go put new ski lifts in at that freaking dump up there.
He's doing that.
Oh,
hey, well, you got a chance to go watch him in Bradenton down there at spring training.
No,
you going to go?
No. In fact, my brother has season tickets down there, and he asked me if I wanted it. I said, absolutely not. You don't see the prices they charge here. They charge the same prices here almost as they do at PNC Park. But at least you go to PNC Park, you can see the major leaguers play for 9 innings. Here you see them play for an inning and a half. If you're lucky.
And they're not even major leaguers.
And then the opposing team who comes only brings two or three of their regular players. The rest are all, you know, young guys they're trying to look at. Of course, I know what that spring training's for, and I'm not opposed to that. But don't charge top dollar prices.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
When we started going there 15, 20 years ago, you just go to the games, it was $6 or $8 to get in. Beer was cheap. Place was packed, you know, but you expected to see, you know, the starters, you know, play for an inning or so, and you got to see the other young players. But now they're charging the same price as they are at PNC Park or more.
Ah, baloney. Terrible.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. It's nuts.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get out. I am going to go to Pirate City this year as soon as they open up, because Huntington will be there. He's their GM, and who's their president? He's another goofball.
He'll be there. Yeah, right.
He'll be there.
Huntington and what's the other guy? I can't remember his name.
Yeah. I'm gonna offer them the same deal I did a few years ago when they weren't winning. But I'll come down and pitch.
Good idea.
I guarantee you, you'll achieve your goal of being in last place and have the lowest payroll. You get rid of your whole pitching staff. I think that's a hell of a kill.
If that's their
goal, to put garbage on the field and not pay anybody, I'm their man.
They want slow people that can't hit. You're it.
I'm the man. Hey, in fact, I'll tell you what. I'll bring down six other prospects from the country coffee club.
You might be able to sell some coffee mugs down there.
Well, we may do that, but just think, if there's eight of us playing for league minimum, and if you come down, that's nine. Hell, we can have a ball team. he can have a payroll of less than $5 million.
I thought you were going to say.
Well, I think league minimum is $500,000, so that's why I figured $5 million. Get 10 of us down there, you know.
So, I thought you were going to say $500.
No, we can negotiate that dollar, but $500,000 is a little too much. But I'll guarantee it will be entertaining.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go get a T. I'm gonna make a flyer up. I'm gonna put it up down there. I'm gonna say, come sign up for the new Pirates.
I think this is what they're looking for.
You know what we're gonna get? We're gonna get a wheelchair company to sponsor us.
That's a dang good idea, man. Why don't you do that? Seriously.
It'll meet all of his business objectives.
They can call us the Rollers.
Lowest payroll and finish in last place. If you go into his clubhouse, if you go into his offices, you know how a lot of companies have their mission on the wall and their goals. Well, our mission is to just be putrid. And then underneath it, here are our goals. We'll meet it for him.
I definitely think we'll break all records.
I think we would too. I guarantee. How many games? 165. Woo! Yeah. We'll be so bad they'll credit us with 170 losses.
That's including spring training too.
Major League will have to institute the 31, the 35 run rule on us.
Oh, that's funny.
Once you're down 35 runs, the game's over. Hell, we can finish.
Tell you what, that's funny, but it ain't too far from the truth. I'll tell you that.
That's the scary part. I'm going to accomplish every one of their goals. And they wouldn't have to negotiate with agents.
Exactly.
Shit. Hey, and we're all on Medicare, so we don't need health care. So just think of,
I'll tell you what, we would get a lot of people watching too, a lot of fans.
We would. I'm telling you. I'm going to give up on the idea of geriatric Chippendales and promote this.
I think you got a winner.
I think
you got a winner.
Bounce that off, Liz.
I'm not
kidding.
Yeah. We get the over 65 crowd up there anytime.
Gotcha. They'll drain the assisted living places to get down there.
There'll be access trucks running all over the place, cars.
They'll be all over the place.
They'll have to
rip seats out to put in more handicap seats.
You're talking about Meals on Wheels.
Yes, that's right.
That's right.
That'll be there. Hell, we'll have a truck instead of a concession stand. We'll have Meals on Wheels deliver shit.
Ain't that the truth? Hilarious.
It's
funny.
I'm telling you, buddy. It's a winner, and we would achieve all of Nunning's business goals.
We might exceed them.
We probably would exceed them. We probably would.
I think we would, buddy. That's funny. I think you're onto something. I think you better do it, and I think you better get the guys together at the coffee club and throw a little ball around. You don't want to hurt your arm too much. And we'll be ready for February. What is it? 2nd, 3rd?
Yeah, hell, we'll be ready. Hell, it's warm down here. We'll be out. We'll be jogging up down the fucking driveway tomorrow.
I'll fly down the first day of pitchers and catchers, and we'll have a hell of a workout.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Tell them to bring Manny Sanguin. We may need him.
I hope he can still scramble back here.
Well, you believe me. Hang on. I'll reinvent the blooper ball.
I'll tell you what. I heard you have a pitch that's unhittable. It takes about 3 minutes to get the plate.
Everybody, it's just called the sleeper.
Oh, my God.
What
a way to open up the show back up, I'll tell you.
We got Murph
from Florida.
The only thing we got to, and
I'll get off the air here.
We got to put air stations in each of the bases because we're going to need some oxygen. I guarantee you.
That's got to be in there. It's got to be written in a contract.
That's right.
That's right.
And as far as the Steelers, what a bunch of stiffs. Hey, and they got rid of the wrong guy. You score 42 points and you get rid of the guy? What about the other guy?
I think there was more to it than that.
Huh?
There's more to it than that. The guy don't get along with anybody, so they had to ship him out.
Well, he don't get along with anybody because is Ben crying or something?
Well, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what.
I heard he don't get along with the other coaches.
You know what? And I'll say this. He's going to Cleveland. I hope he does well at Cleveland. I really do, because obviously they need help. But maybe they could get an offense up there. You know, let's fire the guy who scored. We're one of the highest scoring teams in the league, so we want to get rid of him. But we also give up more points than anybody in the league. Let's see if Butler has a brother that would like to come in.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't get it. But who knows? Hey, how about that good basketball team? They ain't won a game yet.
I know they're pretty good. I watched them the other day. Boy, how bad is that? I actually turned on TCU and I saw Dixon. He's turned that program around in about 3 years. Who do we got?
Hey, like
got
I told you.
He's looking for his first conference win in 6 years.
Like I told you, right. Like I told you. Always be careful what you wish for and when you want a new coach, because they were running Dixon out of here and they got him.
Yeah, look who they got. I'll tell you what, if old Joe Pa was alive and they wanted to do the Big East, Joe Pa would probably say, we'd like to pit in there, but we don't want the basketball team. They stink.
Yeah, right. Or we'd like the basketball team and we know he could beat them.
Yeah, right, exactly. Hell, I think Dave Birkenbaum or Randy Beachers could start for him.
Probably Dave Dunbar.
No, without a doubt, there.
Robert K. Bell.
I'd still be on the bench. But I'd set a new record. I eat more oranges than anybody, I'll tell you that.
That's what they were there for, brother.
That's right. Hey, if you didn't play good, I didn't give any oranges. That was my deal. All right. I'm sure you got the ones where you got dusted from down.
All right, I got another phone call here.
All right, I'll let you go.
I got another phone call, so listen. All right, here goes Murph. There he goes. We got another phone call here. Hey, welcome to God's Talk. We're back on the air.
God's man, it's Will Dogg.
Will Dog from Columbus. What's up, Will Dog?
Back. Hey, did you? I had to call in because I had to. You know, you and I talk on the sideline about the Pirates and different things like that, and we always talk about how they go after the token old guy, and that exactly who they're going after, Melky Cabrera. 34-year-old blocked out. No, a little bit. I was listening for the last 10 minutes.
Well, me and Merv were saying that we could get down there and, like, fulfill all Bob Nutting's dreams of over-the-hill players, get the guys from the coffee club and me, and we could do, you know, turn that goddamn program around, never win a game, you know?
I don't know if he's actually trying to you know, run a team or resurrect the Field of Dreams, you know, with Kevin Costner.
Who did you say they got? Melky Cabrera?
No, they put their bid in to try to grab Melky Cabrera.
Well, how old's he?
Turning 34 this year. Pretty much washed. He had a couple good years, and then he's, you know, one all-star season.
Yeah, well, you know how that goes. We'll put a bid in, but we hope we don't get him, you know?
I'll tell you what, there's a I want everybody that's listening to God's Talk Radio right now, you go down to change.org. There's a guy that's got a petition out right now. It says for MLB to force Bob Nutting to sell the Pittsburgh Pirates. Guy almost got 60,000 signatures, has a goal of 75,000, and he's got T-shirts and everything, man. Love it.
Beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Like we've been saying this for years, he doesn't care if he wins, if he does fine, but his goal is making money. He don't care if he wins. If you, like Merv said, if you don't want to win, sell the damn team to somebody that does. Get into get into something else, hot dog stand or used car sales. You know? Get into somebody. Sell it to somebody who wants to win. Somebody who wants to build a franchise here of a winner. God, you got the fans backing you. I mean, if you don't want to win, get out. I can say one thing about the Steelers and Penguins. They're always in the hunt. They always spend money. They're always in it. This guy don't care.
Nope.
Don't care. Well, we're back on the air, and we're going to next month we're going to try to expand our base.
Hey, Gosman, I wanted to read you one other article here that came out last week. I don't know if you've seen this about Scott Boras, Garrett Cole's agent.
Oh, I see.
Crashed. Pirates sitting on an economic volcano.
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm sorry, Gosman. You're going to expand the show.
Well, we're going to try next month to expand the show. We're going to go maybe a different time slot where we can draw more callers if that's possible, because we got so many now, it's unbelievable. And I got Floyd back. I had to hire him back.
What's up, Will Dog?
I'm surprised. How the hell did you get him out of Permane Brothers?
It was tough, Will Dog. You had to pay me a lot of money.
Yeah, I had to pay him a lot of money. I got him out of Permane Brothers. He was trying to get a job with ESPN, but I stole him, so to speak.
Easy to do when you got the best pastrami around in Pittsburgh, buddy.
You got that right. Easy to do when you got the best talk show on the coast to coast. We don't butter nothing up, and we're not drama, and we tell it like it is.
Absolutely.
Melky's 34. He wants $1 million. I'm twice the age, Merv says, and he will play for less than league minimum. Merv says. I'm I think Merv got something going on because that coffee club and me and him, and we could get 9 guys down there. Like he said, we're all on Medicare. Nobody needs health care. He could save money there, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I mean,
nobody's
going to
want money. You know, we could all play for the league $500 a piece a game. That'd be big money.
Here's the thing. You guys already fit in. You can't run. But I bet you can't run, but I bet you run the bases better than Marte. Number one.
I'll bet I don't get picked off at second base 7 times a year like Marte. You know why? Because I'll never get there.
I'll tell you what.
Bob Nutting doesn't care if I get to second base.
Let me throw a bid out for you guys. Bob Nutting, listen. If you're listening to the show, you probably aren't. These guys are great locker guys. Great locker. I'll tell you, lighting farts on fire. I know God, man, number one puts together a mean whipped cream pie, man. Woo! All kinds of good stuff.
Oh, yeah. You got Merv and Lettuce Shoe on fire anytime, you know?
These are locker room guys right here, I'm telling you. You love this. You love those type of guys.
Hey, don't have to worry about blowing any arms out because there's none worth blowing out on it.
Hey, and I'll tell you what, he'll be doing Malky Cabrera a favor, Gosman, because you guys can help him fill out his Social Security paperwork and stuff.
Right, exactly. You don't have to worry about any Tommy John surgery. Hell, we've had every surgery in the world. I think Merv got an idea there. I think he's going to go down and press and push it to Nutting, see what he says. Push it on to him, see what he says. Nutting will say, you know what? I think you got an idea there, Merv.
He said, we can help him achieve his goal.
Merv says that all he needs is beer in the dugout and oxygen on the base pads.
There you go. That's
yep. You don't have to worry about anybody getting hurt or paying the health insurance because on medic. Yep.
Hey, and look, you know
we
what?
Will.
You get to swing it. What's that?
What's that?
Oh, no, I said, and there's no, and I'll tell you what, the best thing about it is, especially with that team, there's no pressure to perform. You can swing at anything. Up, down, in the dugout, forever.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, that's we'll fit right in. In fact, I think we're a shoo-in.
Yeah.
Listen, Will Dog, I got about a minute left here, and I got to sign off.
As always, thanks for taking the call, Gosman. Looking forward to the next shoe.
All right, buddy. Don't be a stranger. Give me a call. That's Will Dog. There he goes. Yeah, we got a good show going on today, and we got a couple seconds left, and we will be back on every Monday, 5:30 to 6:00. Trying to go get a different format in another month, see if we can get on another time slot. So I'll inform all the listeners on that before it's over. But it's been fun to get back on, kick it around. And we got a hell of a show here for you. So, signing off. See you later, Floyd.
See you guys, man.